one of the things that I see is a lot of misleading advertising, because there's ads on this act like they're coming from Medicare directly, but at the bottom there's a talk to you be connected with an agent. You know, it's a pretty hyped up sales program. And I don't know what Joe Namath knows that you don't know, but you know, can you talk about some of the advertising that we see in this field?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, John. It's marketing, right? The whole premise of that commercial is to get people to call. That's all it is. And that marketing firm that marks that, they're selling those leads. You, as a consumer, when you call in that 800 number, you're being connected with a sales representative. But there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because the objective is, so if you have questions about Medicare or you want to make a change, you need to talk to somebody, because the only one that can sell you a Medicare plan is a licensed agent. So there's a lot of great agents out there that are there to be able to provide the right product for you, because that's the bottom line. It just depends on what it is you're looking for. Right? So there's great plans out there. To me, it's a relationship that you have with the clients you're working with. Now, there are always going to be people that have self-interest. What's in it for them? Well, for me, it's what's in it for us. How do we make this work so it's a win-win situation for both parties? My goal and objective is to be able to help people make an informed decision. So those advertisements you're seeing on TV, it's just like with anything else, right? Well, there's a car commercial. It's getting you to either respond or go down to that car dealership to get a car. So does that answer your question there, John?
I would agree. You've got the TV advertising. You've got the a lot of print advertising now with the newspapers. Right. And, you know, what company, how do you determine what companies are, you know, legit right down the line and what's your shade tree, you know?
Well, any of the companies are going to be legit because they all fall under Medicare. Medicare oversees all this. So when it comes to whether it's one company versus another company, it really comes down to what's important to you, how you use the healthcare system, right? I always explain to folks, are you happy with the care and the service you're getting from your current Medicare plan? If the answer is yes, well, then you don't need to make a change. If it's providing you the formularies for the drugs that you're taking, the medications you're taking, then that plan is going to be fine. Now, the one thing with Medicare Advantage plans is they do change every year, right? So what you have this year may change in 2022. So it's important on an annual basis to review your health plan to see whether or not there's that you should make a change. The problem is we all want something for nothing, right? Well, doesn't matter if you're not paying any premiums for your health insurance on a lot of the plans for Medicare Advantage plans. It really comes down to how you use the healthcare system. So all the marketing takes place, whether it's print ad, whether it's the TV commercials on TV, it's all to get you to do what? To respond, to question whether or not the health plan you have is up to date and it's the plan that currently works with you. So again, it comes back to how you, as an individual, use your health plan. And with Medicare, both husband and wife have their own plans. What's nice about that is you could have one plan, wife can have another plan. But you don't really know what your options are until you sit down and meet with an agent. And most agents are going to be there to do the right thing for you. But for me, it's to be able to evaluate how you use the healthcare system, what options are available, because in every zip code or county, there's different programs. So you can be one county that particular plan that you're seeing on TV, it's not available. So take the information and you can always get a second opinion. So if you're meeting with an agent, whether that's on the phone or Zoom or meeting them in person, use your gut. Do you feel comfortable working with that individual? If the answer is no, say, listen, thank you very much for your time and can I have check with somebody else? Because again, the decision should always be your decision, not the decision of the person you're talking to. Does that help, John?
Oh, yeah, very much.